In any case, Alcibiades sets himself up as the main negotiator between the Spartans and Tissaphernes. Well, that situation changes late in 412 BC when news comes back from Sparta to the fleet at Miletus that King Agis II's wife is mysteriously pregnant. And it clearly wasn't Agis who was responsible. Agis actually gets the news and starts counting on his fingers and says somehow the months don't match up. And it's clear who the father was. It was none other than Alcibiades, who had seduced the wife of King Agis. Her name happens to be Timaea, which means honor. I mean, it's too good to believe, almost. In any event, she's with child. Agis is now enraged. The Spartan assembly is aghast. The boy is eventually born. His name is Leonticus. Not the best of names to choose, actually. In any case, one wonders why Alcibiades did this. And it really has nothing to do with any kind of, you know, deep political motives. You know, Alcibiades was essentialist. He was outrageous. And probably just the delight of being able to do this. I mean, seduce the king's wife while he's palling around with the Spartans and advising them was something that appealed to him. Probably was the same reasoning why he parodied the Eleusinian Mysteries. He never thought he was going to be brought on charges for it. I mean, it's just the sort of thing you do. And in this sense, Alcibiades reminds me very much of these rather depraved, but when in positions of, you know, official capacity, fairly responsible British aristocrats of the late 18th century. One thinks of Sir Francis Dashwood and the Hellfire Club, which included a lot of important MPs and eventually ministers of the British cabinet in the late 18th century, including Dashwood himself, who, when he was made Chancellor of the Exchequer, said, "This is really quite hilarious. I can't even keep my tavern bill straight, and here I am in charge of the finances of an empire." But they used to hold all these black masses and do all these, you know, outrageous acts. And Alcibiades falls in that category there. He could get away with it. Well, he had been detected. And at that point, Alcibiades realized that his days with the Spartans were limited, and he made an immediate beeline to Sardis and offered his services to the satrap Tissaphernes to act as his advisor on Spartan affairs. So late in 412 BC, he slips off to Sardis and takes up a position at the court of Sardis. Sardis probably appealed to Alcibiades. The Persians were anything but restrained. He undoubtedly arrived with a huge retinue. He led Tissaphernes to believe, as most exiles, that his contacts and his influence was far greater than it was. And we are told that he advises Tissaphernes not to support the Spartans with any great vigor, but also to entertain overtures from Athens and keep the two states fighting each other, and eventually let Athens and Sparta wear each other down. And Thucydides reports this in a setting at Sardis in which we have Alcibiades now advising the Persians on how to win the war, just as he advised the Spartans. And some of this information is really pretty self-serving for Alcibiades. It probably ultimately comes from Alcibiades. And I don't think Tissaphernes, an experienced Persian governor, needed to be told what he probably had already surmised. And from what we can see from the terms of the Treaty of Miletus, he was very, very careful in paying his Spartan allies. But Alcibiades did reinforce something that Tissaphernes probably sensed. If the Spartans won this war, they were not going to be dutiful allies of Persia. In fact, they were not going to abide by those any kind of terms in the treaty to hand those Ionian cities back. The Spartans would fight for freedom of the Greeks in Ionia. And Persia might have on their hands a far more dangerous opponent, that is a Peloponnesian army, in Ionia, in Asia Minor, rather than an Athenian fleet in the Aegean. So in that sense, Alcibiades probably gave Tissaphernes some good advice. But what happened above all is that in early 411 BC, with Alcibiades in Sardis, a remarkable set of political events and machinations by Alcibiades set in motion some really extraordinary events in the year 411 that assisted a remarkable restoration of Alcibiades to Athenian favor, his recall to lead Athenian forces, and with that, a dramatic Athenian military recovery that promised to win the Peloponnesian War for Athens.